flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The fireman.
How's it going? What's up, baby? BD!
See, you're not a Lil Wayne's man. This is.
Oh, no. Of course I'm a Lil Wayne's
man. No, he's talking to me.
Yeah. So then now we can all laugh at Spike. We don't need to laugh at Jack about his rap tape.
Listen, that's back when Lil Wayne was, I mean, when you're talking about the Carter 3, 4.
Yes.
Carter 2, 3, 4. Best ones.
Funny you should mention that. A friend of mine told me, we were talking about rap, and he told me the Carter 3 and 4. He said, have you ever listened to these? I was like, no, not really. And he made me download them and listen to them. And I have, at somehow that era, maybe it was because of what I was doing when I was doing it, mm-hmm. it just completely went past me. Those are awesome albums.
Oh, yeah.
And they changed. You can hear everything after those albums is different.
Come on, man. I was listening to that on the 8th grade bus.
There you go. Man. There you go.
Yeah, that's back when I was listening more Lil Wayne. Then he got it. Hey, you know. Then when he did the lollipop stuff,
I didn't like a Millie.
I didn't like any of those songs, man. Mr. Officer is on Carter 3, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in New Orleans. It's rap talk with the guys.
Yeah.
Hip hop talk with guys. Is Buzz here?
Yeah, Buzz is there.
Okay.
Buzz? Commissioner Buzz?
What's up? Radio Row? How's New Orleans going?
All right.
Oh, you sound great.
Buzz sounds terrible. Can we fix that? Or
I don't think we can fix it here. So okay. This might be the best able to deal with it.
Buzz, can you say hello just so I can get a handle on how bad you sound?
Hello. How's it going, guys?
There we go. So Commissioner Buzz went out into Philadelphia last week to get our thank you card for Joe Shane signed. Joe Shane, the general manager of the Giants, who let Saquon go. And then today he went on a covert mission with Tucker to deliver the thank you card to Joe Shane. So my first question to you, Buzz, is, and you have to answer this honestly because if you lie, I will find out. Trust me. You sent us a photo of yourself in front of MetLife Stadium with the card. Did you deliver the card into MetLife Stadium or the Giants facility?
No. So with Tucker as my witness, we parked in the MetLife lot. We took a photo because it was a better photo op in front of the stadium. I absolutely delivered it into the facility.
Okay, so if I remember correctly, there's sort of a toll booth looking thing in the front of the
security gate. Yeah,
security gate. But there's only one guy there, and he's usually pretty nice. So, were you able to get past that guy without having to talk to him?
So I walked by him. I just kind of minded my own business, acting like I own the place, and I made it pretty far. I got pretty close to the door. And then I don't know if the guy wasn't paying attention or if he had a change in heart, but he comes storming out of the gate and he goes, whoa, who are you? You know, where are you going? Where are you going with that thing? I was like, I'm delivering a package to the front desk. He was like, whoa, I got to call this in, go through all these measures. So he brings me back. He makes me stand outside of the gate. So he's looking at the photo. He's talking to his supervisor. It looked very official. Shout out to Tucker and Ava. They made it look like an official envelope, a real stamp on there and everything, postage, if you will. And so I'm standing out there, and he's like, oh, who are you with? I'm like, Odyssey. I have a delivery here for whoever. I act like I didn't know who Joe Shane was. Yep. And he took the card, and he was like, yeah, I'll make sure it gets to the right place. And I tried to talk my way back in, tried to insist that I needed to hand deliver it, but he would not have any of it. But then the funniest part is when I was walking away from the desk, he once again chased me down and was like, actually, I need more information from you. Takes my phone number down, took a photo of my driver's license. So they might be trying to track me down if they're not too happy with this delivery. But I can report that I got it to the security desk.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, the good news is I think they were taking all that information in case there was something in there that was
dangerous. Yeah, in case you delivered anthrax or something to the damn place.
Yeah, something.
And you do look very, like, that's something you would do, Buzz.
Yeah.
They didn't think this guy.
Anthrax, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they didn't say, wow, you really do look like an NFL personnel. You don't look like a player.
They amazingly, they didn't mistake me for, like, you know, a player or anything like that. He did think it was a little suspicious.
Kicker.
I was surprised how close I got. Like, I don't know if the guy was, like, texting or looking down or whatever, because I got pretty close to the door before he chased me down twice.
Well, the move is, if you ever have to walk into a place where you're not if you ever need to walk into a place where you're not supposed to be, the key is, first of all, a great trick is to be on your phone and act like you're in an intense conversation, and you just walk, like I said, like I told you before, you walk in like you're supposed to be there. And most times, they let you go when you do that. You'd be surprised where you can get just walking like you're supposed to be there. So you got pretty close. I'm proud of you for getting close. I wonder, what do we think? Do we think it's actually going to get to Joe Shane?
No shot.
No shot.
It'll be in the trash can.
Well, you think somebody will open it.
I think they should open it.
Yeah.
Maybe chuckle.
Yep.
And then say, but it's like the thing with Angelo happened, where it's like, I thought it was funny.
Thing with Angelo. Oh, when you, well, that's a completely different
tweet
thing.
That got him thrown off the show.
Yeah. Yeah, you moron. Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
He didn't think it was funny. So they got that's a difficult situation to navigate with Joe Shane.
Yeah.
Would he find it funny?
Yes.
Is the Saquon thing a touchy subject?
It probably is.
It probably is.
Yeah. Well, we considered at the radio station, do we do a thank you card for Joe Shane or a sympathy card for John Mara?
Right.
And I think John Mara would have taken it and smiled.
I think so, too.
Joe Shane, who's probably getting fired after this coming season, yeah, probably doesn't think it's that funny. Well, good job, Tucker. Good job, Commissioner Buzz. Are we posting this on the WIP Twitter now?
I put the photo up of him outside.
Yeah, we are. So Tucker got all kinds of video. He actually got me getting turned away from the desk and getting chased down. So that'll be up.
Yes,
on social media.
And is that that'll go up on the that'll go up on social as well, right?
That'll be up on the station account at Sports Radio WIP. So looking forward to
good job,
all
Buzz.
Of the content to come from. The most disheartening thing was I really thought I had it. Like I really thought I no sold it and walked past, and the guy running down after me was a little scared. Scary,
yeah,
but ultimately I did get it to him.
But how were you going to get in the door? It was locked.
Well, I didn't think that far
they're
ahead.
Open. They'll buzz you in.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like say, I have a delivery.
Well, if you walk up to the front of NovaCare, they'll first of all, if they recognize you, they buzz you in. But otherwise, they say, what are you here for? And you just go, I'm here for
making a delivery. And thinking about this in hindsight,
yeah.
Should we have dressed Buzz up in like a UPS outfit?
Well, we discussed that, Rod and I.
Pretty sure that's illegal.
No, well,
I do it on, people do it on Halloween.
Hold on. First of all, a UPS is not the USPS, so it's a different thing.
I guess that's true. That's fair.
And I wouldn't have put UPS on him. I said, give him a brown, like, onesie, like a Dickies onesie.
Yep.
Put a hat on him, yep, and send him in there. We discussed that.
Yeah, the problem is, I mean, not to bring it back to Six Flags.
Oh, you don't want to dirty it?
Fuzz and brown. And,
yeah.
That
it would blend in.
It would blend in. No one would notice.
Oh, well, brown. All right.
We had to pass Six Flags on the way up here, so we might stop there on the way back.
Wow, did you get a cold shiver down your spine?
Yeah.
A little bit. It brings back good memories of high school.
Cold shiver down his spine and a warm spot in his
A warm sensation in the car seat here.
Yeah.
In a company vehicle.
Well, Buzz, I am proclaiming this. I'm already mad at you for not getting 300 signatures and lying to me. But
it was not possible.
It was definitely possible. Shut up.
And you lied. Remember, you lied.
I tried to sell it. I tried to act confident with the
facility. What you need to do is own up to your lie. Okay. Wait, let me finish, and don't, because this is going to be a good thing. I am taking away 50% of that responsibility from you because you did this. So you still have to live down 50% of lying to me, but 50% of it is gone.
Take that. I'll concede to that.
All right. Congratulations, Commissioner
Thank you.
Buzz.
This is why I put him number one on Stockwatch.
Who, Buzz?
That's buying stock in Buzz.
Well, you
did a good job here.
Yeah, you've been buying stock in Buzz, but you're also like a snake oil salesman. You're selling stock in Buzz as well.
Who am I selling it to?
You're trying to sell it to me. You know it's true.
No, I'm pro Buzz.
215-592-9494. Are you more confident or nervous than you were a week ago? We will get to your calls. Whatever I tell you, you know, Sunday is a big game for us. It's all, don't let your dogs, your pets, your dogs and cats not also celebrate. Big game. Birds Mania bandwagon with the lead dog, George Parenti, and all Dogs and Cats Rule stores. So everyone in stock, NFL-licensed Eagles jerseys in all sizes for your pet. I got a Bryce jersey for Rebel. You remember that one? You can get yourself a Birds and Eagles one as well. They got bandanas, toys, collars, leashes, fresh baked big game themed biscuits.
Wow.
And a special savings on chicken and beef jerky. Buy one, get one special on Philly cheesesteak jerky and Kansas City barbecue chicken jerky. Buy one, get one free. You got to go to your local Dogs and Cats Rule. It is the best place anywhere. Pick up a cookie or two. Get some premium nutrition for your dog or your cat, raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, whatever it is, and you can deal with the best staff you're going to deal with anywhere. Seven locations, two in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. In PA, we got Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope. Online, dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family, go birds. Domin in Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Domin?
Domin?
Damon?
Damon. Yeah, what are you talking about, Domin?
It's D-A-H. That's
Damon.
Damon.
All right, would you pipe down back there for Angie's?
Then, I put the pronunciation up there.
Now you're yelling. Now you're yelling. Here we go.
Okay, dummy. Let me tell you something, dummy.
What's wrong with you?
If it's Damon, then it is D-U-H-M-O-N-D. D-A-H is da. D-U-H is duh.
This guy and his rules, man.
Well, it's
don't
like,
you ever get loud on the microphone.
Yeah. You pipe back. You pipe down back there, friend.
You're probably on. Damon, are you there? He's not even there
anymore.
What
are we doing? You're supposed to talk to him, friend. I need to know what Damon thinks about the Eagles.
Well, if that's that wasn't the correct phonetic spelling. Am I right? D-A-H is da, not duh.
Yeah, it's da.
Yeah.
Duh is D-U-H.
Yes.
Fran.
You should know duh well. Fran, Joe in Philly, you're on WIP.
Shut up.
Hey, have a good time.
What's up,
down
Joe?
There. And I've been thinking about the game some more. I'm still going to lay money on them. I'm even going to give Kansas City some points and stuff and get cocky about it like that. But we'll
I want to see a little points. Alternate spread. Points. Get up to 9.5. Come on.
I don't want their points. Other thing, Ike.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Spike. No,
yes.
No offense, Ike, but Spike, I think you're the NBA guy. What's with this trade, man?
That's the first time I've heard that.
Joe, start over.
What's with this NBA trade, man? With Luka, man, I gotta have your take on this, man.
So it's hard to not look at it and say that even if they decided they wanted to sell early on Luka, right? And they know more about Luka than anybody else does, right? So if they decide, hey, look, this guy doesn't take care of his body. He's got a calf thing that's been there for 2 years. He's heavier than he's ever been. We don't believe in this. I understand that. They also, I understand, if they don't want to rebuild, right? If they want to stay good, that they want to trade for a player who's good now. However, it's not enough back. It's just not enough back. Like, you have to get more back. I even believe the Mavericks could be good right now. But you traded a guy who's 25 for a guy who's 32. And you traded what could be, you know, your next 10 years of basketball for, like, the next 2 years. So I don't mind them trading Luka. I think you could look back at the Iverson era, right? And after he won MVP, and they knew he didn't take care of himself, maybe you want to sell a guy at the top of his value. Maybe that might have been the right time to do it and not wait till his value goes down. However, this is not the right value. Like, Anthony Davis and Max Christie is not the right value, and I think it's going to end up getting the Dallas general manager fired.
Yeah.
That's what
they
I don't
send
like about.
Everybody on that Lakers team back
yes.
to Dallas.
Yes.
Why was it only the Lakers team out of 28 other teams they could have talked to? It was only the Lakers they talked to, man.
Well, okay, so here's the issue, is that players have a very limited number of places they actually want to go to when they're in that. And Luka can be a free agent after next year. So if Luka only wants to go to Miami or L.A., and you start getting difficult and threatening to send him somewhere else, you're going to have to find a team that not only matches what you want, but is willing to take the risk of trading all that stuff for him to walk. So let's say, for instance, it's only Miami and L.A. Well, then you go to Miami, and they're offering you, let's say they offer you Bam Adebayo. Or maybe they tell you Pat Riley, who doesn't want a guy who's not going to take care of himself and doesn't want a guy who's going to walk roughshod all over the organization. Maybe Pat Riley tells you, look, we don't want to trade you Bam. We love Bam. We'll give you Tyler Hero and a first-round pick. So I think all to say I don't know that they could have made the right trade in this situation if they want to stay. And I think it's going to get the general manager fired. I respect them selling high on him if that's what they decided to do. But this isn't selling high. They just didn't get enough back. You got to hold up. You got to hold up the Lakers for more, like Ike said.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good time.
All right, brother. He said he wanted to talk about the Eagles, but guess
what? He wanted to get your thoughts, man.
Nothing going on with the Eagles right
now.
Well,
I mean, that trade was, I would say, we all woke up to it, right? Because it happened in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It was one of the most stunning trades, maybe the most stunning trade I've ever woken up.
I can't think of a trade that was more stunning.
Yeah, everybody was trying to figure out if the tweet was fake.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were to say who are the three most valuable players in the NBA from a trade perspective, you would say Jokic. You would say Giannis, Tatum, and Luka.
Yeah.
Those are the four guys. I can't think of somebody else who has more trade that going into this, you would say.
Now I'm a Wemby guy.
Oh, Wemby. I forgot about Wemby.
Wemby. This is about to be his league in 2 years.
Wemby might have more trade value than all of them. So add Wemby into that. But those are the guys, right?
Yeah.
SGA. I mean, but Luka, I think, we would all guess, had more value than maybe anybody
most
but Wemby.
Most of those guys, yeah.
Because he's younger than
younger,
Jokic.
Right? Yes, he's younger.
It was just a psychotic. And then I also give the Mavericks general manager credit for being honest in the press conference afterwards, but it just made him look stupid.
You know, except that did you buy that he didn't tell Jason Kidd? I'm not buying that one.
I don't know.
I mean, I can understand they wanted to remove Jason from in case there's something there with Jason and Luka.
Right, yeah.
But you got to tell your head coach you're trading away the damn franchise player.
Well, I'll tell you the one thing I didn't buy is that LeBron found out at dinner.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, sure, LeBron.
He had no idea.
Yeah, LeBron didn't know they were hiring J.J. Redick, right. Who was his podcast partner, and didn't know they were trading away Anthony Davis, who he forced the team to trade for 5 years
ago. And it is a clutch client.
Yes.
Well, and I like the tweet when the guy said they've had a falling out or they don't or LeBron is soured on AD.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a tweet. It was Bill Reiter, who works for Infinity Sports Network.
And then LeBron quote-tweeted it.
Oh, yeah, and said,
Leaping liar.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't want to trade AD at all.
For Luka?
For Luka, yeah.
Well, all of the push to absolve LeBron from any of this made me believe he definitely knew about it.
Oh, he had
I mean, they literally came
it.
Out like, well, this not LeBron. LeBron didn't know. He didn't know. I'm like, man, dude, first of all, you're not going to trade somebody off this team without LeBron knowing about it.
Yep.
Especially Anthony Davis.
Yes. And you know what was also telling? Anthony Davis waived his $6 million trade kicker to make the trade happen. So he has a previous relationship with the Mavs GM.
Yep. And Jason Kidd.
Yes.
I forgot Jason Kidd was on that staff when they won in the bubble.
I wonder. It makes me think AD was, like, happy to go.
I think so.
You know?
I think so.
To get out of that, whatever that weird vortex they have in there.
And now he's going to go play with Kyrie.
Yep. And the Mavericks GM's going to get fired, and the other guy that's going to end up getting fired is J.J. Redick. Because there is no way Luka wants J.J. Redick screaming at him about staying in
wait.
Shape.
Oh, my God, I
and
can't wait.
And you miss this defensive assignment and all that kind of stuff. No chance at all. So there it is. We don't have to talk about it anymore. We don't have to talk about the trade
there
anymore.
Is.
But it was a wild trade. If there's one piece of news that could make – if there's like one thing in the sports world that could make news during Super Bowl week, it is Luka getting traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. All right. So coming up next, Donovan McNabb joins us every Monday at 4. We will get Donovan's thoughts on what the Super Bowl lead up was like for him, what he thinks of the matchup. I'll ask him that scenario. The Hurts Mahomes scenario, and we will talk to Donovan next, and then we have Elliot Shore Parks for the remainder of the show, I believe.
Get excited.
Yeah.
Get excited.
He's going to do a stupid Mahomes Hurts thing.
Yeah, a couple of bones to pick with Elliot.
So many bones to pick.
I love it.
A lot of bones to pick. There was a bar in New Orleans who heard very loudly the bones we have to pick with Elliot last night.
That was classic.
Yes, it was.
His charts are out of control.
We found the most quiet chill bar on Bourbon Street, and then we screamed about football.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. We've ruined everyone's experience. 215-592-9494. Are you more confident or nervous than you were a week ago about the game? This is From New Orleans, the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.